Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Mainly sunny skies today with highs around 57. Northerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 32. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
Mother Nature throwing the curveballs today with area sports activities. The Valley Heights track meet is canceled and will not be rescheduled. Marysville High baseball and softball games today are postponed until April 18th. The Marysville boys tennis team is underway. They had a delayed start. Again, the Valley Heights track meet today is canceled. They will not reschedule. Baseball and softball with Chapman today for Marysville is rescheduled for April 18th. Golf meet at Washington is still on. 2:30 start this afternoon.
Mid-America Network News. Authorities continue to investigate the suspicious disappearance of two Kansas women. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation says on Saturday, the Texas County Sheriff's Department requested their assistance investigating the suspicious disappearance of 27-year-old Veronica Butler and 39-year-old Jillian Kelly. The OSBI says Butler and Kelly's vehicle was found abandoned near Highway 95 and Road L. That's just south of Elkhart, Kansas. Anyone with information is urged to call 911 immediately. Another lawsuit has been filed against several officials for the raid of the Marion County Record last August. Eric Meyer, the publisher and editor of the Record, filed the lawsuit yesterday. It alleges that officials violated his constitutional rights during the raid, and he blames the death of his mother, Joan, which happened the day after the raid, on their actions. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Kia owners, what's better than being the owner of one of the best brands on the road? Being rewarded for it. Hey Wichita, it's Morgan, and I'm here to let you know that right now Kia is offering a loyalty rebate off the purchase of any new Kia with proof that you currently own a Kia. You don't even have to trade it in. And this month, Midwest Kia is taking it one step further and doubling that discount to show you just how much they appreciate your loyalty. What's more, this discount can be combined with all other rebates, so no fast talk disclaimer necessary. Stop in and see for yourself Midwest Kia's better way to buy, simple, transparent, fast car buying experience. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. If you're out there driving around in a Kia, come see us again, and we will double your loyalty discount on your new Kia. Stop in and see why people are singing.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Kansas tax collections for March are $760.4 million. That's $7 million or 0.9% more than the monthly estimate. Governor Laura Kelly said as we continue to work toward cutting taxes, the legislature must be mindful that any tax relief must be fiscally sustainable. A news release from Governor Kelly's office states that individual income tax collections were $364.9 million. That's $29.9 million more than the month's estimate and up 16% from March of 2023. In a bold move, one of the goals of Garden City's commission is becoming a reality overnight. 4,000 new housing units will be completed by the year 2030. The new housing means that Garden City will gain around 12,000 people, all trying to keep up with the job demand that already exists in Garden City. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property, it also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. On March 9th of 2023, 62-year-old Todd Scher of Lincoln was killed in a horse barn at Fauner Park. And now, over a year later, the cases against three suspects are working their way through the court system. 21-year-old Logan Hunt's horse of Wounded Knee, South Dakota, has been charged with first-degree murder, robbery, conspiracy to commit a felony, and three felony weapons charges. 17-year-old Austin Kelly of Grand Island has been charged with robbery, felony, conspiracy, and two counts of felony accessory. 18-year-old Lane Harris of Grand Island is charged with robbery and conspiracy to commit a robbery, as all of their trials are set to begin this summer. In other news, a 54-year-old Lancaster County woman is now down $25,000 after she fell victim to an elaborate cryptocurrency scam. She was told Russians had attempted to seize more than $27,000 from her account. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Kia owners, what's better than being the owner of one of the best brands on the road? Being rewarded for it. Hey, Wichita, it's Morgan, and I'm here to let you know that right now Kia is offering a loyalty rebate off the purchase of any new Kia with proof that you currently own a Kia. You don't even have to trade it in. And this month, Midwest Kia is taking it one step further and doubling that discount to show you just how much they appreciate your loyalty. What's more, this discount can be combined with all other rebates, so no fast talk disclaimer necessary. Stop in and see for yourself Midwest Kia's better way to buy: simple, transparent, fast car buying experience. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. If you're out there driving around in a Kia, come see us again, and we will double your loyalty discount on your new Kia. Stop in and see why people are singing, "We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia." Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioner John Unger and Sheriff Tim Ackerman testified recently before the Kansas House Tax Committee regarding House Bill 2828, which would provide Marshall County the authority to impose a countywide retail sales tax up to 1%, pledging the revenue toward construction or renovation cost for a jail facility. The measure would further exempt the county from entering into interlocal agreements with individual cities or receiving a waiver, as in the past. Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting heard Public Works report that April 9th, the county will host a workshop with the Kansas Department of Transportation for the local road safety plan, the meeting at the Helvering Center. County Sanitarian announced she'll be accepting a new position and will work through April. The board will need to discuss with three other counties if they wish to continue sharing the Sanitarian or a place within Marshall County. Sheriff Tim Ackerman presented three life-saving awards to Officers Chris Flood and Austin Tillery, and Dispatcher Jessica Boots for their professionalism and performing life-saving procedures. Highlighting cybersecurity efforts, Blue Valley Technologies was recently named a national cyber champion through the Rural Broadband Association. Security practices adopted protect Blue Valley infrastructure, customers, and communities served. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last week heard that no progress had been reached with the State Department of Transportation regarding B Road, which is to be used as a detour for a bridge project near Baileyville on US 36. Conversations will continue. Residents have until April to sign up for dust control. Nemahal County Administrator reported that he's undertaking a labor and housing study, which will involve input from local businesses. The annual Washington County Storm Spotters presentation by the National Weather Service will be at the Firehouse in Washington Wednesday evening. The presentation is open to the public, begins at 6:30. Marshall County Partnership for Growth reminds of a new round of Historic Economic Asset Lifeline grants. Applications may be open in June. Grants intended to bring buildings back into productive use for new or expanding businesses, child care, housing, arts and culture, civic engagement, or entrepreneurship. Facade grants intended to rehabilitate the facade or street view of downtown buildings in need of repair to stimulate economic growth and reinvestment in the downtown district. They should have a tenant or be tenant ready. Program is a one-to-one match and can offer up to $40,000 for a facade grant and $100,000 for a building grant. Other conditions apply. Jerry Zies with the Marshall County Partnership for Growth can assist and provide additional information. Kansas Department of Transportation announces a milling and overlay project beginning this week on K-13, starting at the U.S. 24 junction in Riley County to the K-16 junction in Pottawatomie County. Along a 15-mile route, traffic will be reduced to one lane, directed by a pilot car and flaggers when crews are working. Delays up to 15 minutes with a 13-foot width restriction also in effect. Work Monday through Friday during daylight hours will continue through mid-June along K-13 from the U.S. 24 junction in Riley County to the K-16 junction in Pottawatomie County. Mother Nature throwing the curveballs today with area sports activities. The Valley Heights track meet is canceled and will not be rescheduled. Marysville High baseball and softball games today are postponed until April 18th. The Marysville boys tennis team is underway. They had a delayed start. Again, the Valley Heights track meet today is canceled. They will not reschedule. Baseball and softball with Chapman today for Marysville is rescheduled for April 18th. Golf meet at Washington is still on, 2:30 start this afternoon. Mary A. Gospel, age 98 of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30, with rosary at 10 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mary Gospel. Colin C. Cotas, age 36, of Odell, passed away Thursday. Celebration of life service, Wednesday, 11 a.m., Our Savior Lutheran Church in Odell, with private interment service at a later date at the Odell Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8, at the Griffith Suvendick Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Colin Cotas. June Ellen James, age 89, of Wymore, passed away March 27. Celebration of life service Saturday, May 4th, 10:30 at the Laughlinhova Funeral Home in Wymore. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlinhova Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for June Ellen James. Diane R. Houlette, age 78, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30, from St. Augustine Catholic Church, Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 3 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 4 until 6 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Diane Houlette.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home, with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Pony Express Barn and Museum in Marysville will host guest speaker Liz Seaton this Sunday afternoon with a presentation on Marysville schools and the Kansas Arts Collecting Movement, 1900 to 1950. Liz Seaton will share examples of efforts by Marysville schools to expose students to a wide variety of art during this period. Marysville, one of 23 towns in Kansas to receive display items placed in schools, libraries, and colleges, and were located at former Central Elementary. Those dolls and dioramas are now on permanent display at the Pony Express Museum in Marysville. The program Sunday, April 7th, 2 p.m. at the Marysville City Building is free and open to the public.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some rain showers early on today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. North winds around 20 and gusting as high as 35. Staying clear overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. More sunshine into Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Northwest winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then clear skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. More sunshine as we head into Thursday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s, and clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Staying sunny throughout Friday with our highs in the lower to upper 60s, and partly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. Southeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine into Saturday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then showers and thunderstorms likely throughout Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early April 62, record high on this date 90. The average low 37 and the record low is 18. Sunset this evening 7:52 with sunrise in the morning at 7:09.
Early spring wildflowers are emerging in many areas. We will tell you what you might find on an April Nature Walk next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 2nd, the 93rd day of the year. Singer Emmylou Harris has a birthday. Our farmer's calendar tells us that purple trillium is beginning to appear in the woods of the north and east. Also known as wake robin, it's among the earliest greens to emerge in the spring. Aside from the familiar three-leaf clusters, trillium's most distinctive feature is its pungent smell. In fact, early folk names for the plant were stinking Benjamin and wet dog trillium. It was valued, though, as a balm for snake bites and to aid in childbirth. We imagine the reasoning was something like, how could something that smells so bad not be a strong medicine? That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
Tax refund burning a hole in your pocket? Turn that into your new ride from Crown Over Auto Sales. Take a look, and if it's not on the lot, let Ethan and Andrew find it for you. If you know what you want or want to spend, Crown Over makes it work for you. Find them across from Valley Vet in Marysville or online at crownoverautosales.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the ending of basketball season, the Kansas State Wildcats men's basketball team has now seen multiple players entering the transfer portal early for the 2024 offseason. As KSNT News reported, as of right now, three have officially entered. The latest one being K-State's redshirt junior, Jarrell Colbert, as he's made the official announcement, just joining Cam Carter and Dorian Finister. Colbert has been with the Wildcats for two seasons now, redshirting his sophomore year and playing 31 games as a junior this past season. He also started in 13 of those 31 games, averaging 2.1 points and 2.3 rebounds per game as a junior, and transferred to Kansas State after playing his freshman year at LSU. Kansas State finished off their season this year, finishing 19-15 on the season and following a first-round loss to Iowa in the NIT basketball championships. Kansas State says they are preparing for the upcoming season again. Mid-America Network Sports.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. We offer more zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Ed. Don't trust your collision repairs to any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rusty@ford.com and drive home your new Ford today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Emporia State University in Kansas has announced, as of the end of last week, a new men's basketball head coach. As KSNT News reports that the Emporia State University is now hiring Tom Belieder to be the next men's basketball coach, as he comes from 21 seasons playing in the Division II Augustana in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where he earned the National Coach of the Year honors twice during his 21-season reign. During his record, the Vikings also went 393-224 for their overall record, and leading the team to 9 NCAA tournaments, 3 regular season NSIC championships, 2 NSIC tournament championships, and 18 consecutive winning seasons since the year of 2007. The coach is replacing the current coach, Craig Doty, who took the D1 division job with Houston Christian back on March 15th, where Doty led the Hornets for 6 seasons. This past season, Emporia State finished their season at 19-12. Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Mother Nature throwing the curveballs today with area sports activities. The Valley Heights track meet is canceled and will not be rescheduled. Marysville High baseball and softball games today are postponed until April 18th. The Marysville boys tennis team is underway. They had a delayed start. Again, the Valley Heights track meet today is canceled. They will not reschedule. Baseball and softball with Chapman today for Marysville is rescheduled for April 18th. Golf meet at Washington is still on. 2:30 start this afternoon.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. You'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Hey, farmers and ranchers, ready for planting season? Need a fuel buddy who's got your back? Kramer Oil is here for you. From Marysville to Jamestown, Longford, and everywhere in between, our 13 card lock locations keep you running smooth from sunup to sundown. Say goodbye to running on empty during planting. With Kramer Oil, you get reliable fuel services that fit just right with your farm's needs. Kramer Oil, powering your farm success, your go-to for fuel in Kansas and Nebraska.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it the most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for 3 generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and now Humboldt, Nebraska.
Whether you find them fascinating, creepy, or annoying, spiders are an integral part of keeping our gardens and homes pest-free. To improve their image and our appreciation, the first full week of April is designated Be Kind to Spiders Week. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Spiders are not insects, but arachnids related to scorpions, ticks, and mites. There are more than 35,000 known species worldwide, with 3,000 in North America. Spiders eat a variety of insects, many of which carry diseases or damage our garden plants. And while they're busy eating bugs, many invertebrate, amphibians, reptiles, and even humans are busy eating them. They're a great source of protein and considered a delicacy in many countries. So next time you feel the need to squash a spider, consider relocating it carefully out of your view and nearer their food source. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. What's bugging you and your houseplants? Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Property auction with antique automobiles, riding lawnmower, collectibles, and furniture for the Ron Jaquess Estate. Saturday, April 6th, sale begins at 10 a.m. Vehicles include a 1950 Olds two-door hardtop, a 59 GMC step-side pickup. Barn finds include a 48 Chevy Fleetline, 23 Ford Roadster Coupe, 48 Plymouth Special Deluxe, 40 two-door Ford Sedan, 46 Mercury, as well as an 18-horse riding mower, 5x9-foot mower trailer, tools, furniture, and miscellaneous, plus selling for the estate of John and Kathy McGarry, a washer and dryer pair approximately 1 year old, 17-cubic-foot refrigerator, 47-inch flat-screen TV, chest of drawers, couple of beds, other tools and miscellaneous, plus a 12-horsepower riding mower and a 21-inch push mower. This estate auction for Ron Jaquess, Saturday, April 6th, begins at 10 a.m. at 808 North 4th Street in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
What's your favorite flavor of ice cream? The folks here know a lot about what we like and maybe don't like, and they are always trying out new flavors that may be a hit with our taste buds. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The Wells family began making ice cream here in Lamar's, Iowa in the 19-teens. The production facilities here continued to churn out more and more of the product over the years.
The town grew around that, and after that they needed to expand or wanted to expand because they knew they wanted to make more ice cream. So they built the South Ice Cream Plant, and then not long after that, the congressional bill was signed that we were named the ice cream capital of the world because more ice cream is produced here than anywhere else in the country, and that stands true today.
Beth Meyer at the Blue Bunny Visitor Center says that no matter the season, you'll probably find something ice cream related taking place in Lamar's.
The town has really embraced being the ice cream capital of the world. We have ice cream days every year. We celebrate ice cream for 4 days in June. And then we also, if you drive around town, we have ice cream cones, and every ice cream cone is decorated differently.
Today, Wells Blue Bunny also has a production facility in New York State and another near Las Vegas to help with the logistics of shipping ice cream to the end user in a timely fashion. Beth and I did this interview inside the visitor center, where you can choose from a lot of flavors for your own dish or cone, which leads many people to ask, what is the most popular flavor?
Salsa caramel craze is probably what people choose the most. Bunny tracks is right up there, as well as super chunky cookie dough.
Beth says people can eat and learn about ice cream here, but one piece of the story people may not realize is that all of the milk used in the facility is sourced from within 75 miles of here. And many of those farmers help tell the story from farm to store shelf as well.
They give tours of the dairies and they teach the kids that come through here where the milk comes from that's making the ice cream.
With so many flavors to choose from, the Visitor Center is a hit of many a trip for visitor and local alike. Traveling the countryside in Lamar's, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
C&K Services honors the United States veterans for serving and protecting the rights and freedoms of this country. They continue to fight against terrorism and stand firm between the American people and danger. Thank you from the friendly staff at C&K Services in Sabetha, always proud to support our troops.
Planters will be rolling through the field soon. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Whether you're buying new or have old equipment to upgrade, there's new technology for everyone as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Finding a late model used planter is going to require a lot of patience these days. You might be better off upgrading what you already have to make sure your seeding equipment is accurate. Lena Pham is a marketing manager for John Deere Planters and Seeding Equipment. She says if you have an older John Deere planter from the 2000s, she recommends upgrading to ExactEmerge.
So with our ExactEmerge technology, you would be able to run faster with your row unit, be able to have the seed in the right position. You include IRHD, better depth control. IRHD is individual row hydraulic downforce. So better depth control, better seed to soil contact, and better residue management overall.
She says this would also include an upgrade in data and technology with Operation Center. If you're planning on buying new model year 2022 planters and the 8RX tractor are outfitted with exact rate technology. This is for farmers wanting to apply high rates of liquid fertilizer while making as few stops to fill and tender as possible.
You would be able to get a factory integrated technology for essentially providing fertilizer at the time of planting or nitrogen at the time of planting, all in an integrated system. We have tanks on our 8RX and then on our planter as well. So fully integrated system with ExactRate.
When a 2022 planter is paired with the 8RX tractor, the combined liquid capacity climbs to 1,600 gallons. Another factory-installed option includes the ability to swap out tires for tracks on the 2022 John Deere 1775 NT planters. Learn more about planter technology at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
After a weather hiccup, U.S. cattle feedlots are now as busy as ever. Up next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Recent reports that cattle numbers in the U.S. are historically low started driving up prices. More recently, though, the U.S. Department of Agriculture says cattle feedlot placements in February were a record high. USDA livestock analyst Mike McConnell.
In January, we actually had a relatively low placement number due to winter storms across the Midwest in early January, which delayed some of those placements. So some of the increase that we saw in placements during February was the fact that we were making up for some of the weather in January.
McConnell is quoting from surveys of the larger feedlots in 16 of the biggest cattle-producing states.
The USDA, in its March Cattle on Feed report, reported that there was 11.8 million head of cattle on March 1st in feedlots over 1,000 head. That's 1% higher than a year ago. And during February, there was 1.89 million cattle placed. That's 10% higher than a year ago. And there were 1.79 million head of cattle marketed from feedlots over 1,000 head. And that was 3% higher than a year ago.
Even though cattle numbers are up, says McConnell,
prices for feeder cattle are also very strong. Well, they're also at historic levels.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Some things are better together, like burgers and fries, movies and popcorn, and auto and home insurance. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll help you bundle your auto and home coverage in one policy, saving you money. And if a storm hits and both are damaged, you'll pay a single deductible. Find an agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Good Tuesday. I'm your Tuesday, now April 2nd of 2024. We'll shift gears away from the agricultural news sector and take a look at the current soil temperatures at the 4-inch depth across the Sunflower State. What we'll do is we'll break it up into thirds, a western, central, and an eastern third, and take a look at a couple of locations on all three of those areas. Taking a look in what's primarily one of the cooler areas of the state, up in northwest corner near Cheyenne, currently 46 degrees at the 4-inch soil temperature, which is right on their 7-day average of 46 degrees. Right along the western Colorado border in Tribune, currently 49 degrees at the 4-inch depth compared to their 7-day average of 50 degrees. And down in far southwest Kansas in Moscow, currently 52 degrees at the 4-inch depth compared to their 7-day average of 54 degrees. So a bit cooler than what we saw yesterday. Now across the central third, we'll look up at north central and Osborne, currently 47 degrees at the 4-inch depth compared to their 7-day average of 48 degrees Fahrenheit. And the central portions of the state, we'll look now in McPherson. 50 degrees is their current 4-inch soil temperature compared to their 7-day average. A bit cooler than that at 53 degrees. And here in south central Kansas, taking a look in pretty Prairie, 49 degrees is their current at the 4-inch soil depth compared to their 7-day average of 53 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, lastly, we'll look out on the eastern third of the state, up in the northeast corner in Hiawatha. Currently, 49 degrees is their current 4-inch soil temperature compared to their 7-day average of 48 degrees, so kind of a warming trend. Along the eastern border near Missouri and Miami, 55 degrees is their current temperature at the 4-inch depth compared to their 7-day average of 51 degrees. And lastly, we'll look down in southeastern Kansas in Parsons, which is a bit warmer than their 7-day average of 52 degrees Fahrenheit, but at the 4-inch soil temperature currently right now is at 56 degrees. Of course, the importance of soil temperature affects plant growth. Soil organisms function best at an optimum soil temperature, impacting the rate of nitrification, also influencing soil moisture content, aeration, and availability of plant nutrients as we get closer to planting season.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. We offer more zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Van in a wreck? Call Ed. Don't trust your collision repairs to any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rusty@ford.com and drive home your new Ford today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Lewinberger in Waterville has dependable Simmangus cross bulls for sale. All black with a few black baldies, these feature good disposition and hybrid vigor with calving ease. Yearling and two-year-olds ready for immediate pickup or delivery. Call Lewinberger today at 785-268-0647.
Planters will be rolling through the field soon. Whether you're buying new or have old equipment to upgrade, there's new technology for everyone on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Successful Farming.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Finding a late model used planter is going to require a lot of patience these days. You might be better off upgrading what you already have to make sure your seeding equipment is accurate. Lena Pham is a marketing manager for John Deere planters and seeding equipment. She says if you have an older John Deere planter from the 2000s, she recommends upgrading to ExactEmerge.
So with our ExactEmerge technology, you would be able to run faster with your row unit, be able to have the seed in the right position. You include IRHD, better depth control. IRHD is individual row hydraulic downforce. So better depth control, better seed to soil contact, and better residue management overall.
She says this would also include an upgrade in data and technology with Operations Center. If you're planning on buying new model year 2022 planters and the 8RX tractor are outfitted with exact rate technology, this is for farmers wanting to apply high rates of liquid fertilizer while making as few stops to fill and tender as possible.
You would be able to get a factory integrated technology for essentially providing fertilizer at the time of planting or nitrogen at the time of planting, all in an integrated system. We have tanks on our 8RX and then on our planter as well. So fully integrated system with ExactRate.
When a 2022 planter is paired with the 8RX tractor, the combined liquid capacity climbs to 1,600 gallons. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about planter technology at agriculture.com.
It doesn't matter if it cuts a wide or narrow path. If your farm is in that path, a hail or windstorm will damage two things, your crop and your bottom line, in a matter of minutes. With already tight margins, take the stress out of seeing those clouds roll in and that thunder rumbling by adding Crop Hail to your coverage now. Crop Hail is a very affordable and simple way to extend your risk protection plan. The rates are great this year, so call Tammy at Alliance Insurance today, 785-562-2393, to quote hail, wind, and extra harvest expense. And thank you, farmers, for all you do.
Good Tuesday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through the midday portion of this Tuesday day of trade, still seeing some pressure in the grains and the oil seeds and mixed to mostly higher in the livestock, with April live cattle now up 92 cents, trading at $181 per hundred weight. June's up 17 at 175.50. Triple digit gains in places for the feeder cattle markets. The April feeders up 125 to 241.67. May's up 95 cents at 243.60. Somewhat mixed in the hogs today. April lean hogs down 30 cents at 86.65, and more two-sided trade beyond that sees May ticking back slightly higher. May hogs up 7 cents to 93.82. Still some pressure in the corn and the wheat markets today. It's been that way all day. May corn currently down 9 at 426 and a half. July's down 8 and a quarter to 441 a bushel. Chicago spring Kansas City wheat all lower today. May Kansas City wheat currently down 9 and a half to 566. July's down 10 and a half to 560 and a half a cent. And weakness for the oats as well. May oats down 2 and 3 quarters to 353. Soybean beans have had two-sided trade today. May beans currently down 4 1/4 to 11.81 and a half. July's down 4 to 11.95 and a quarter cent. However, again, two-sided trade seeing some gains in the later months. Soy meal still sharply lower. May soy meal down 3.90 to 3.29.50, and the oil still higher. May soybean oil up 65 points to 48.89. Cotton still with a triple-digit drop here on the day of trade. May cotton down 186 at 90.90. Taking a stroll down Wall Street now, we see the Dow down 488 points at 39,078. The S&P is down nearly a percent as well, 49 in the red at 5,195, and the NASDAQ down 186 at 16,210. Into the energy markets, crude oil is up $1.04 at $84.75 a barrel, unleaded gas up 2 cents a gallon, now to 273, heating oil up 6 to 269, and natural gas up 3 at 186. April gold's up $20 an ounce at $2,256.40 an ounce. May silver up 84 cents to $25.91.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Soybean farmers, check this out.
Check out Kaufman 3923. It's an excellent soybean for Western Kansas and a solid producer for the past 4 years.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seeds.
Listen up, farmers and ranchers. It's time to mark your calendars and plan to attend the Flint Hills Classic Livestock Show coming up Sunday, April 28th at the Greenwood County Fairgrounds in Eureka, Kansas. Swine, sheep, beef, and goats will show, with prizes being awarded, including banners and belt buckles. Entries are due by April 21st, so get entered today. It's the Flint Hills Classic Livestock Show coming up Sunday, April 28th, located at the Greenwood County Fairgrounds in Eureka, Kansas.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Grazing cover crops is one way livestock producers may choose for feeding their animals. K-State beef reproduction specialist Sandy Johnson talks about the different grazing methods that are often used and what major factor needs to be remembered when deciding a strategy.
The rotational is typically our way to more fully utilize the forage that's available. And depending on, you know, how much forage is there and how much time you want to put into that, that may or may not be the best option. Obviously, we can continually graze. We can rotationally graze. We can do something called strip grazing, which it is, essentially giving them a little bit more, you know, each week, each day, depending on, you know, what your intensity is.
Johnson explains the average length of grazing on cover crops and how moisture can impact the ability to get the most from the forage.
In our spring planted covers, trying to graze those, what we found out here is our length of grazing period is usually 30 to 40 days at the max. And so on some of the early things that they grazed, if you do that in a rotational fashion and you have some moisture, graze this piece, move on to the next, there's a possibility that you could come back to that earliest graze again in a really optimal moisture year, but that's not necessarily always the case. But as we've worked with these systems, there's certainly been times where there's just as much on that first grazed rotational spot as the ungrazed areas. When you're not in that type of moisture situation, you know, then the rotational certainly helps protect you and your ability to get in and take forage off a place, piece of ground, and move on to the next is really the way to utilize the forage.
She reminds producers of what else they need to have for their livestock and how it can impact their grazing.
Tied all into this is what your water source is. And, you know, if you strip graze and allow them to walk back over what they previously grazed, if we have some moisture situation, then they may be tempted to come back to that new lush regrowth. And so there's a whole lot of it depends on what that best method is. But suggestion is to use your portable fencing and think about how you can best allocate that. And there's some good forage there that can be used to, you know, delay your use of native pastures if you're willing to spend a little bit of time and thought in applying it.
That was K-State beef reproduction specialist Sandy Johnson as she discussed factors to be considered when deciding to graze cattle. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Family Fair appreciates the Beatrice firefighters, police officers, and emergency medical service workers for the great job they do in the community. Knowing they are a phone call away gives us all peace of mind. Thank you for your dedication. From your friends at Family Fair in Beatrice, shop familyfair.com for special savings.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The stock market retreat has gained some steam today. The Dow Jones headed into the noon hour lower by 415 points. The S&P was off 0.9%. The NASDAQ composite had given up 1.25%. Tesla shares fell this morning after the carmaker issued its first quarter vehicle production and deliveries report for 2024. It showed that deliveries fell 8.5% from the year-ago quarter and about 20% from the fourth quarter of 2023. Frontier Airlines is reducing service to Las Vegas and Orlando and adding flights to Seattle, Indianapolis, and other cities with less competition from other low-fare carriers like Southwest, JetBlue, and Spirit Airlines. Turns out that Google's incognito mode wasn't all that anonymous. The search giant has agreed through a settlement to delete billions of personal records, including from people who were using the incognito Chrome browser that they thought was private. Jim Ryan, ABC News.